Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we are in verse number 62. We read, "At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments." You know, isn't it interesting how he's speaking about God's righteous judgment? How he ultimately does judge the world, does judge our actions for the things that we do and the things that we say. Even as I believe in the previous verse, verse 61, you remember, it spoke about the bands of the wicked have robbed him. He was looking for the Lord to deal with him because he was continually seeking the Lord, even as we saw earlier in verse 57, where he spoke about how God himself is his portion, and he was going to keep God's word, and how he tells us in verse 58, he was looking for help from the Lord, where he says, "I entreated favor from the Lord with all of my heart," and as he was thinking about his ways, maybe his ways that had led to trouble, and he tells us in verse 59, as he thought about his ways, he turned with his feet unto thy testimony. And so he made haste to follow after the Lord and to keep his commandments. And so now he tells us that at midnight, as he would wake during the evening, he says, "I will rise to give thanks unto thee." You know, I think as we're seeing here, some very good insights on his spiritual walk and how he had purpose to keep his life focused on the things of God and following the Lord, because he was taking advantage of his time. See, one of the most, I believe, the most precious gift that we have as individuals is our time. And how we use our time is very important, because our time well spent will definitely benefit our lives. And he was even using in the middle of the night, he was thinking, he says, "You know what? I get up in the middle of the night. And so at midnight, as I would wake up, I'll rise to give thanks unto thee." You know, I find myself, as I look at this verse, and I see how valuable it is, my night hours, when I do wake up, that I purpose and I direct my thoughts to the Lord. You know, sometimes you wake up and your thoughts could be all over the place when you wake up in the middle of the night. But he had made a decision to direct his thoughts and his praise unto the Lord. And I think that's a great discipline for us to apply to our lives. You know, we in the New Testament, in the little book of Jude, it also kind of on the same line of thoughts, the way that we can build up our lives for the day that God has set before us. He exhorts us, Jude does. He says, "But ye brethren," or "but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." So he sees the value that we build ourselves up. The psalmist was saying, "At midnight, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to sing your praises. I'm going to sing a song unto you, O Lord." And here in Jude, it tells us that we should be building ourselves up and by praying and in the Holy Ghost. And then he goes on in verse 21 of the book of Jude. He says, "Keep yourself in the love of God." Again, the responsibility of keeping ourselves walking right before the Lord is our responsibility. As Jude says, that he wants to make sure that we keep ourselves in the love of God, that he tells us how. He says, "By looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." He says, as we get up in the middle of the night and we sing of the mercies of God or the goodness of God, as we look at God's righteous judgment, he says, when we remember the things that God has not only done for our past and the promise of the things that he's going to do for our future, it's going to build us up. It's going to strengthen us in the things of the Lord. Also, Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 3, I find it's very interesting. He exhorts us by letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. He's telling us that we are the ones that need to allow the word of God to dwell within our hearts and dwell within us all wisdom and teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And as he's telling us, once again, notice what he's saying. He says that we should be singing with to one another, or at midnight. We should be lifting up our psalms, our hymns, our spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. I think that's interesting, because he says you could just sing a song in your heart to the Lord. You don't necessarily, in my case, I don't want to wake up my wife by singing real loud at midnight. She might not appreciate it. But quite often, I just allow a melody, a song, a lyric to start bubbling up within my heart and start singing to the Lord. And I find it so refreshing when I turn my eyes to the Lord and I start singing to Him. And as we read the Psalms, as we there's so many of them that we could just turn to. You know, as you wake in the night or as you're meditating on the things of the Lord, for instance, right now, I thought I would read to us a beautiful psalm, maybe one that you'd like to meditate and think about this day. It's Psalm 146. It talks about the psalmist, how he was praising God for his help. Verse 1, we read, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God, while I have any being." Verse 3 tells us, "Put not your trust in princesses, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. He breathed, his breath goes forth, his returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth and the sea, and all therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executes judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoner. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers, and he relieves the fatherless and the widows. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even the God of Zion, unto all generation. Praise ye the Lord." You know, I don't know what song the psalmist was going to sing at midnight for God's righteous judgments. You know, but the bands of the wicked had robbed him. But he purposed that he wasn't going to forget God's word. As he got up at midnight, he says, "I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments." I think that's real wise, that we utilize the time that God has given us. And you know what, folks? You don't have to wait till midnight to start praising God. You could do it right now and just start singing a psalm, singing a hymn, singing a spiritual tune unto the Lord. And as you do that, you'll find yourself being built up in the faith, as we look for the mercies of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.